Unbelievable. Then there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. All right, listen, I gotta go, but call me later.
No, I'm not calling you.
Not you, sweetie. Okay, all right, you too. Bye.
Are you ready?
Yes, and thank you so much for joining me, Mr. President. I hope you have been enjoying the holiday season so far.
I will tell you, I'm extremely upbeat. The White House is running like a...
defenseless young child being tear-gassed at the Mexican border?
Well-oiled machine.
Oh, mine was just an expression.
It's doing really well. I have great people.
Speaking of criminals, this is a very big week for the Russia investigation. Memos about Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, and Paul Manafort, three high-profile defendants, are scheduled to be filed by special counsel Robert Mueller.
It's a scam. There was no collusion whatsoever, and the whole thing is a scam.
Really? Because word on the street is that you're getting pretty scared. Well, when anything bothers me or my entire family is about to be charged with treason, I try to think of nice things. I mean, there are so many things that make you happy.
And there are certain things that I don't like.
Oh, let me think. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Destroying the First Amendment. White nationalists. Big fake tits.
Is that enough?
Brutal dictators and cold-hearted liars.
Tyrants and traitors and climate deniers. $5 spray tans with under-eye rings. These are a few of your favorite things. Burying tax returns after you file them. Tear gassing migrants for seeking asylum. Big fat ass buckets of fried chicken wings. These are a few of your favorite things.
I did nothing wrong.
Blue collar workers all backwards and beefy. Giant hamburgers with extra kofifi. Siding with Saudi Arabian kings. These are a few of your favorite things. When your friends flip, when your day sucks, and your hair looks bad like right now, just blame all the victims and praise all the schmucks, and then you won't feel so sad.
How long has this witch hunt gone on? It's gone on for what?
KGB playdates and absolute power. Porn stars and playmates who charge by the hour. Puppets at Fox News who dance on his strings. These are a few of his favorite things.
I did nothing wrong.
Long-winded tweets with no spell check corrections. Raking up forests and stealing elections. Facts that he fakes and fake bone spurs and slings. These are a few of his favorite things.
There was no collusion whatsoever.
Firing staff who won't come to his defense. Signatures on non-disclosure agreements. Lock her up! Chants like his bass always sings. These are a few of his favorite things. When the Dems fight, when your friends lie, and when Mueller's close. Just take a cold shower and have a good cry, and then you won't feel so gross.
The news about me is largely phony.
Judges who fly into partisan rages, solar eclipses and children in cages.
Hookers who pee on your face till it stings.
These are a few of his favorite things.
fake news.
Red MAGA hats that you had made in Taiwan, smelling that new wife smell after you buy one. Lawyers who hide extramarital flings.
These are a few of his favorite things.
I think I'm doing a great job.
People who cheer at your anger and meanness, dreams about having a normal sized Hannity's voice on your phone when it rings. These are a few of your favorite things. When your life sucks, or for God's sake,
girl,
when you're about to snap,
take comfort in knowing at least you still make
the rest of us feel like crap.
Fake news.
You know how Donald Trump keeps saying he's going to make America great again? Turns out the great might be short for Great Depression, because today the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 799.36 points. Well, at least it wasn't 800. Here's the thing. It might have been Trump's fault, because it was on Sunday. He announced, mm-hmm. He tweeted out that he had this great new trade deal with China, tweeting, China has agreed to reduce and remove tariffs on cars coming into China from the U.S. Currently, the tariff is 40%. Now, here's the thing. When he tweeted that out, tariff gone, the Dowlings over at the Dow heard this. And yesterday, they surged up more than 400 points, except this tariff deal wasn't true. And here's how you can tell. The president said it. There's no deal. No details, nothing. In fact...
Why you always lying?
Huge fans of nothing here tonight. In fact, it was such a blatant lie, even Fox News, even the Fox and Friends weren't buying it. Check out Fox and Friends' interview with the White House economic advisor and the Crypt Keeper's wingman, Larry Kudlow.
The president tweeted out something about, we're getting rid of the 40% tariffs on cars. You know, we haven't heard anything official about that. Can you explain what happened?
I think it's coming. Okay, and I'll
tell
you why.
Well, Harry told us. What? Give us some details.
Come on, Larry. We're sitting on this couch putting our asses on the line for you guys every day. Give it to me straight. Where are the details of the China deal, and why hasn't the caravan murdered me yet? Now, Kudlow, he went on to explain that the tariff reduction that Trump announced was more of an aspiration.
It hasn't been signed and sealed and delivered yet. But look, I think they're going to go to zero, all right? My view, I think the president expects them to go to zero.
Now, Trump and Xi did agree to a sort of tariff ceasefire period. Kudlow initially said the Chinese had 90 days from January 1st, but then the White House corrected him to say the 90 days actually began on December 1st. Well, he doesn't need to be good with numbers. He's only the White House economic advisor. But what really made the Wall Street S&P its pants is when Trump today admitted the deal isn't done, tweeting, the negotiations with China have already started. Unless extended, they will end 90 days from the date of our wonderful and very warm dinner with President Xi in Argentina. Bob Lighthizer will be working closely with Steve Mnuchin, Larry Kudlow, Wilbur Ross, and Peter Navarro, .. on seeing whether or not a real deal with China is actually possible. If it is, we will get it done. China is supposed to start buying agricultural product and more immediately. Agricultural product? Singular?
I am insisting that China buy a carrot, and they have told me where to stick it.
He continued,
President Xi and I want this deal to happen, and it probably will. But if not, remember, .. I am a tariff man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Tariff man.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows I'm a tariff man. Yeah. It takes all kinds. There's some freaks out there. You know, anything goes, free markets. Call me old-fashioned, but I like an import with a big duty.
I'm a tariff man.
I'm a tariff man.
I am a tariff man.
The Adventures of Tariff Man. Faster than one of his marriages. More confused than a dog watching a magic trick. Able to build tall buildings without paying contractors.
Look, up in the sky. It's a circus peanut.
It's a blimp with jaundice.
It's Tariff Man.
Yes, it's Tariff Man. Strange, misshapen Manhattanite who came to the nation's capital with an ego and an ignorance far beyond that of mortal men, and who, disguised as Donald Trump, incompetent president, fights a never-ending battle to stay out of jail.
Oh, no.
Tariff.
tariff.
Melania, I'm having trouble sleeping. I keep having this nightmare where I'm walking through a forest of blood.
Oh, no, that was just my Christmas decoration. So, what's the matter, Donald? Do you not like Argentina?
No, I love Argentina. There are a bunch of old German guys who are really into what I'm saying there.
Yes, and our dinner with the Chinese president went well.
Oh, I know, it was hilarious. Every time he said something, I said, in bed.
Yes, very funny. So what's wrong?
I just can't stop thinking about this Mueller investigation. Sometimes it almost feels like he's coming after me.
Oh, cheer up, Donald. You know, worst case scenario, you go to prison and have to transfer your money to me for safekeeping, and I have to hire a jacked hunk to protect me. I mean, that's worst case.
Oh, Donnie, you've really done it this time. Because I got to face all those European leaders again. They just hate me because I'm a nationalist. I mean, what did nationalism ever do to Europe? Hi. Rudy, where did you come from?
Oh, I was hanging upside down under the balcony to get a little nap.
What's the latest on the Mueller probe?
Well, the good news is it's almost over.
And the bad news?
It's almost over.
Oh. And how's my legal defense coming?
Well, I'm involved, so it's not great. This might be the first time someone's lawyer pleads insanity.
The lawyer for the president of the United States has had a rough time lately typing things on Twitter. So the other day, Rudy Giuliani was trying to make the point that Robert Mueller is crooked or something. And, well, one thing led to another, and suddenly he had tweeted a hyperlink to the non-existent website g20.in. .in is the Indian equivalent of .com. And that's when a web designer from Atlanta noticed the slip-up and bought that domain for $5 and created this page, Donald J. Trump is a traitor to our country. 4 days later, Rudy was very upset, tweeting again, quote, Twitter allowed someone to invade my text with a disgusting anti-president message. The same thing, period, no space, occurred later, and it didn't happen. Don't tell me they are not committed, card-carrying anti-Trumpers. Time magazine also may fit that description. Fairness, please! That would be slightly more hilarious if Rudy Giuliani wasn't, in addition to being the president's attorney, also a White House advisor on cybersecurity. Rudy Giuliani has been making a living presenting himself as a cybersecurity expert. He has a cybersecurity consulting firm called Giuliani Partners, and he's even been tapped as a celebrity spokesperson for products to protect you from the dark web.
Every American needs protection from the dark web. Protect yourself and your family now.
But it's just weird that the cybersecurity expert seen here defeating the dark web with his iPhone seems so confused by cyber. His security analysis conspiracy theory that somebody had, quote, invaded his text on Twitter, when it was pretty clearly he had just fat-fingered his tweet, was met with near-universal mockery. "Sure, Grandpa," responded one Twitter user, "you might want to have one of the kids explain it to you." Another helpfully suggested, "Did you try unplugging it, then plugging it back in?" But maybe the guy who is totally confused about cybersecurity is actually the perfect advisor to the guy totally confused about presidenting.
Rudy's very much of an expert on cybersecurity. It's been a very important thing to him and to what he does, and maybe I'll ask Rudy to say a few words.
Well, thanks, Rudy. Thank you very, very much, Mr. President. First of all, congratulations on what is, in fact, a historic start of an administration. I've never seen so much done in so short a period of time.
God, I want to fire you, Rudy, but I can't. You know all my secrets.
Yep, and I keep those secrets where no one can find them, on nationally televised interviews. Okay, I need to run some errands before the sun rises. Good night, Donald.
Goodbye, Rudy! All alone again. No one understands me.
The president's son, Eric Trump, is he the smart one? No, there are no smart ones. Anyway, he, Eric Trump, lashed out. He had some unkind words on Twitter last night for George Conway, who is the husband of Kellyanne Conway. Even though this guy's wife is the president's top henchwoman, George Conway, who is an attorney, is a frequent critic of Donald Trump. Yesterday, he posted a link that suggested the president was guilty of tampering with a witness. So Eric wrote, "Of all the ugliness in politics, the utter disrespect George Conway shows toward his wife, her career, place of work, and everything she has fought so hard to achieve might top them all. Kellyanne Poles is a great person, and frankly, his actions are horrible." Well, I tell you what, if he thinks that's horrible, wait till he hears what Daddy and Auntie Stormy did to his stepmommy Melania, because that's, I mean, he's really, talk about disrespectful. He is going to be P-O-E-D, right? But all of this is nothing more than a side stage performance in advance of Collusia-palooza. The witch hunt for Red November could very well be over soon. Today, Trump associate Roger Stone pleaded the Fifth, which is something a lot of innocent people do.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth so they're not prosecuted, I think it's disgraceful.
Pleading the Fifth Amendment.
Pleading the Fifth Amendment.
Taking the Fifth Amendment.
The Fifth Amendment.
In the Fifth Amendment.
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment.
Horrible. You see, the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Have you ever seen anything so corrupt in your life? Have you ever seen a greater embarrassment to our country?
Fifth Amendment.
Robert Mueller is reportedly dotting the I's in indictment and crossing the T in treason, getting ready to file his report. If you haven't been following this, we're at the part in The Godfather where Michael Corleone goes to the baptism. That's where we are right now. And it's exciting. But what if Mueller comes out at the end of all this and says, "Here's my report. He's innocent. He didn't do it. President's as clear as a mountain spring." Could you imagine? And of course, Trump would be like, "War hero Mueller, good guy, straight shooter." But that seems unlikely.
Who can I call? Someone who I know will always answer.
Yes, hello? Hello? Michael Cohen speaking. I'll tell you anything you want.
Michael, it's Donald.
No, Mr. Trump, I'm not supposed to be talking to you.
Come on, Michael.
No, I'm going to get in trouble.
But Mikey Coco, I need a bowl of my Mikey Coco Puffs.
Okay, fine. I can't say no to my Donnie Trump esophagus.
Yes, Michael. You got to get me out of this. Who can I give up to the feds? What if I put my son Eric in some old age makeup in a fat suit and say it's me?
I'm not sure that'll work, sir.
Trust me, Eric will never catch on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. It's over.
Well, Michael, at least there are some things they can never take away from us. Our late night talks.
They got him on tape.
Our vacations to Moscow.
They seized the records.
What about our hairstylist, the blind man with the shaky hands?
He died like months ago.
I'm sad you're going to prison, Michael. You were like a son to me.
Then why'd you make me do so much illegal stuff?
It's because you were like a son to me. Goodbye, Michael. God, I haven't been this upset since I flipped out over that parking space. How could anyone think that I colluded with Russia?
Honey, why are you still up? Come back to bed, babe.
Vlad, I'm sorry, just I can't believe you and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia had that whole handshake yesterday.
Oh, what? That? That meant nothing to me. It was just a totally improvised handshake. I'm not, like, bros with him or anything.
Hey, Vladdy Daddy.
MBO! Oh, what the F is up, honey?
Wait, I thought I was your number one.
Oh, totally. You're not my side piece. You're like my main girlfriend. This Saudi guy is just a random hooker.
Hey, bro, remember when we raced dune buggies last week?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, did you really kill that journalist?
Oh, yeah. I was like, of course I didn't. On opposite day.
I'm sorry I had to cancel our meeting.
No, I get it, Donnie. Hey, when am I moving into Trump Tower penthouse in Moscow? I'm kidding. I would never set foot in a dump like that.
I get it. I'm in on the joke.
Vladdy, check it. When I killed that guy the other day, Trump was like, oh, please, tell me you didn't do it. I was like, bitch, you want oil or not?
What? See me for a while, Donnie. I prefer presidents who don't get indicted.
Come on, I'll buy you a llama and we'll get it drunk.
Oh, you're so actually rich. I love you. Peace out.
Wow, wow. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? But for now, I guess all I can say is, don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I'm very guilty. Some little no-nos and maybe treason. But I kept my promise. Oops, no, I didn't.
Don't cry for us, Argentina.
The truth is, I barely know him.
All through our wild days,
my mad existence.
It's just a witch hunt.
And we're all witches.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.